How did you get the name Phoenix for the project?
Well, it's the Phoenix is an ancient Egyptian term that refers to a mythical bird mm-hmm. that was renewable. It would always rise from the ashes and be reborn. So the Phoenix Project is not only an energy transition to renewable resources, that's a critical step, of course, to hold civilization together so that all these molecular biologists will and nanotechnology people will continue to refine their art so that within a maybe 10 or 20 year period, we're going to have full-blown designer genes available, which means we will no longer be Homo sapiens. We're going to evolve into a new species called Homo immortalis, or something close to it.
And when you talk about genes, we're not talking about Calvin Klein or Levi's, are we?
We're talking about the fact that our DNA is a simple four-digit computer code, and nanotechnology will allow us to move the individual atoms within that molecule with atomic precision.
Is nanotechnology, somebody had called in a few weeks ago, and we were talking about artificial blood, and there are companies out there now working on that, some of them trying to get FDA approval. Mm-hmm. Does nanotechnology fall into that field?
Well, it's more precise than that, actually. I mean, a nanometer is a billionth of a meter, and if you're talking about the world of proteins, they operate on a nanometer scale of moving individual atoms around. IBM is beginning to do this. In fact, they even spelled out their name, IBM, in xenon atoms. It was mm-hmm. really pretty neat that they could do that. And all of the defense and related universities around the world, you have every major university has graduate students and professors working on this, so that it's inevitable that this technology is going to usher in what... Actually, it's in the new Terminator. The movie, the Terminator, is always interesting because they're looking into the future 30 years from now and see what's it going to be like when technology continues to evolve. And, of course, they came up with this Terminator concept. But if you understand what we're talking about, that's very crude compared to a nano revolution where once you have designer genes, you take control of your DNA. And so you can get rid of all your defective genes. You can regenerate all of the tissue in your body so that you could be, for example, 80 years old and regenerate all of your tissue, and you would be biologically 18 in just a few days.
That's incredible. And that's where...
now in the lab. They've been doing it actually for a decade.
This kind of technology, like you say, they've been doing it for decades. I mean, let's move ahead 15 years from now. How advanced will we be?
We will evolve into a new species because once you can switch off the biological mechanisms of aging, then you're not limited by a 70-year lifespan, which means you can... I mean, we have this dilemma right now. It takes 20 or 30 years of schooling before you get into something, and then you die soon after, and so you have to start over again with some new person. If you could extend our lifespans in this kind of way, people would have opportunities to become much wiser and smarter, obviously. If you've been around for 1,000 years, imagine what you'd know.
Did you become part of Alcor, the Life Extension Foundation, not because you wanted to freeze yourself and come back in your old body, but probably, I would guess, because of that memory chip in your brain?
Yeah, the hard drive.
The hard drive. That's what you want to preserve, isn't
Absolutely.
It?
Absolutely. In fact... Once you've got the memory preserved, those three-dimensional protein molecules that are storing the memory in your head, you don't even need to touch them. You can use X-ray crystallography and map those molecules, regenerate them, and just keep the hard drive frozen.
If my hard drive was put in a different body 1,000 years from now, I would still assume I am who I am, right?
Well, you would be, because your molecules of memory are what make you who you are.
What about your soul, though, Harry?
Well, I would argue that the proteins are the soul, because they are in every living thing with no exceptions. There is nothing that is alive that doesn't have a protein that's running it. And the proteins, if you look at their evolution, there was an original protein that lived maybe 4 billion years ago on the Earth, and we are all its descendants. It figured out how to clone itself, of course, using DNA or RNA, and how to reproduce itself and then make changes.
Do you think a soul, then, is more science as opposed to spirituality?
It is, I think you have a combination of both. I think you have to understand the proteins are a 4-billion-year-old organism that are so smart, and they're such good engineers, George, that they built your brain that operates inside your head, and they run it.
Well,
they are the little people inside your head that make everything go.
I'm glad you said
without
that.
Without them, you would not be alive.
I'm glad you said my builders were smart, huh?
I'm just saying the human brain is an amazing thing we take for granted, but it's so complex we still haven't figured it out. And these proteins built it, run it. That's the realm in which they live. They've been around for 4 billion years, and they're inside us in every cell.
What are we going to do, though, Harry? I mean, we can barely keep Social Security going. All of a sudden, with nanotechnology, we're going to preserve life. We're going to keep people younger. We're going to move on. I mean,
it'll be cheap. I'll tell you why. You have to ask yourself, how expensive is crabgrass?
How expensive is it? It's cheap.
That's right. And I'll tell you something about crabgrass. The molecular structure of crabgrass is more complex than a supercomputer.
Yet nobody wants it in their lawn.
It's a matter of changing the genes. Instead of making crabgrass, it will make a Porsche.
Only,
in this case, it will grow to your exact specifications, atom by atom, and this car will not only talk to you, it'll fly.
And this is all nanotechnology.
This is nanotechnology, and it's rushing towards us. It's what I call utopia, because once you have designer genes, and you've got as much time as you want, and everybody becomes the person that they want because they're in charge of their own DNA. And if you don't like it, change it. It'll be as simple as changing a document in your computer.
Now, with nanotechnology, talking about computers, they're also coming up with different kinds of chips. Some of them may actually be living-type chips.
Biochips.
That have an ability to do incredible things. How close are we to stuff like that?
Already being developed, and they're using proteins as the architecture of proteins is the key. And the protein architecture is so complex, George, that IBM is right now building a new generation of supercomputers called Blue Gene. And this is the biggest, baddest computer ever built, not even going to be done for another several years, 500 times faster than any machine now built. And the whole purpose of that supercomputer is to understand the folding architecture of proteins.
It'll be almost alive, Harry.
Well, once we understand these proteins, we unlock the keys to the universe in terms of life and cells, and then we evolve into this new species where we're not going to be like the old species because we're going to essentially be biologically immortal. And that means you're around for a long time, and so your views and outlooks change.
There are some exciting times ahead for us if we can deal with some of these problems and combat some of them, huh?
Yeah, if we can miss the iceberg.
Yeah, if we can miss the iceberg, it's one heck of a ride, I'll tell you.